NYU Stern is constantly changing things up, new programs, accepting new tests, and now its brand new Change Studio. Let's learn all about this innovativeness from its Executive Director of Strategic Marketing and Admissions, Rabia Ahmed. Welcome to the 340th episode of Admissions Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you show that you both fit in at your target schools and are a standout in the applicant pool. The result? You get a message one day that causes you to jump up and down shouting, "Yes, I'm in!" Not only in, but in at the best program for you. Now, I just alluded to the challenge at the heart of admissions, showing that you both fit in at your target schools and stand out in the applicant pool. Accepted's guide, Fitting In and Standing Out, The Paradox at the Heart of Admissions, will show you how to do both. Master this paradox, and you're well on your way to acceptance. Download this free guide at accepted.com/FISO. Again, that's accepted.com/FISO. It gives me great pleasure to have on Admissions Straight Talk for the first time, Rabia Ahmed, Executive Director of Strategic Marketing and MBA Admissions at NYU Stern School of Business. Rabia attended Montclair State University and then earned her MA in International Education from NYU. She began working at NYU Stern in 2005 and in 2006 became the Assistant Director of MBA Admissions. She's been climbing the admissions office ladder ever since. Well, this is Rabia's first time on Admissions Straight Talk. NYU Stern's Issa Galagly has been on several times, and I'll tell you a little secret. I don't usually like to have school representatives on year after year. However, NYU Stern always is innovating and changing things up. And just to keep up, I've invited someone from NYU Stern to the show year after year. Indeed, NYU Stern's focus and brand is synonymous with change. We're going to learn more about that from Rabia. Rabia, welcome to Admissions Straight Talk.
Thanks so much for having me, Linda.
Yeah. Now, can you give us a brief overview of the Stern MBA program, focusing on the more distinctive aspects of the program?
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, I've been at NYU for quite some time now, and it's been just an incredible, incredible journey so far. And we get this question a lot. And I think there are three main things that make our program different than others. Let's call them our three endowments. The first is our location. The second is our attitude, and the last is the people. And in terms of our location, I might be biased, but I do think we're located in the greatest neighborhood in possibly the world, in the West Village in New York City. And being located where we are, we're able to bring in great faculty, adjunct faculty that work during the day and teach classes in the evening. We have amazing partnerships with organizations that come in to not just recruit our students and help them find jobs, but also provide experiential learning projects that our students participate in right from our backyard. So we're really, really fortunate that our location plays such an instrumental role. It's not just a part of our namesake. It's very much a part of our identity. The second is our attitude. You know, as you mentioned, we are a school on the move. We are unbound by tradition. We don't sit back and say, it's been done this way, let's keep it. It's fine. We're always thinking about where business is going, where the future is headed, and are playing offense to make sure that we stay ahead of it and in front of it. It's allowed us to innovate. It's allowed us to experiment, take some risks. We now have, as you know, three different ways to do the full-time MBA program. We have the full-time program, the fashion and luxury program, and the André Coup technology and entrepreneurship MBA. And that's a great innovation, just thinking about where the market is going, what our strengths are, and what we can do to really help our students meet their goals and needs. And the last are the people that you meet at NYU that are attracted to coming to school at, working at, teaching at a place like Stern are really, really special, and are one of our values being IQ plus EQ really, I think, resonates in when you come and meet the people that are a part of our community. They're incredible. Our faculty's research is very, very deep and wide. We have a huge faculty, probably one of the largest amongst our peer schools. But they do interesting things, everything from finance to sustainability. They talk about human rights and Z scores, and so it really runs the gamut. And I think it's because of that. It's because of those people in the location with the right attitude that makes NYU a place like no other.
Wow, that's quite an answer. Okay. Now, my next question, usually, as regular listeners would know, is usually what's new? But there is so much new at NYU Stern that I'm going to change things up a little bit myself. Now, last month, Stern announced a rebranding focused on embracing and initiating change. And we're going to explore some of the elements in the program that really reflect this branding or brand, starting with Change Studio. What is Change Studio and how is it going to work?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about Change Studio. It's something that I've, and the school, we've been thinking about for some time as it relates to our co-curricular programming and what we want students to leave with when they graduate. Not just a job, a great education, but preparation for the future. And so thinking about how quickly things are changing with new technology, with the future of work changing, how people work changing, we give a lot of thought to how do we prepare our students to embrace and drive that change when they leave Stern. And building on three foundational pillars, the idea of leadership, of experiential learning, problem solving, and entrepreneurship, that we developed the idea of the Change Studio. So what it does is it brings together co-curricular programming that's already being done at Stern, elevates some of those elements, provides students with a structure to work through a curriculum to really then graduate and understand how they can drive change in their organization. So we have what we call a Dare It, Dream It, Drive It curriculum. And the Dare It curriculum is all about leadership development. The Dream It curriculum is all about experiential learning, solving problems, coming up with great solutions. And the Drive It curriculum is really starting something new, or either like taking a new idea into fruition, or really working with a new idea when it's at its earliest stages and working with it. So students start, everyone goes through sort of the beginning stages of Change Studio through orientation with our orientation program and some of the elements of that, like our leadership simulation, we have a social identity exercise. And then from there, they can opt into the Change Studio programming by selecting from a couple of programs that live in each of the areas through the Dare It, Dream It, Drive It curriculum.
So, okay, I mean, I realize, it's not starting with this year, it's starting with next year's class?
Starting with next year's incoming full-time MBA class, so the two-year full-time MBA.
And is this specifically, let's say, is this across all concentrations? Is it layered in? I'm trying to understand a little bit better how it's going to work.
Sure. Yeah, it's co-curricular. So anyone doing any specialization, doing any course of study, looking for any kind of job can participate in this. It's not specific to any one industry or function. Okay. It's really to give a very broad co-curricular framework for students that really want to understand that the future is change and understanding that change is constant. How can we give you the leadership prowess, the problem-solving ability, the entrepreneurial mindset to prepare you to be ready for that when you're in those jobs after graduation.
Can you give me an example of how somebody could use Change Studio or take advantage of it?
Sure. So within the Change Studio, through, for example, the Dare It module, students can participate in some of our leadership development modules. And that can be anything. That's really where we think about when we're developing students' emotional intelligence, what are some of the core key components for that? Whether it's cross-cultural communication or negotiation. So you can take these modular programs, participate in 360 evaluation of your key strengths and areas of development, and then work to develop those in school. Through the Dream It module, you can work with different companies that come that we have partnerships with on a problem that they're really looking to solve right now. So you've done sort of the self-reflection, thought about what you want to work on, and then you take it to a company and you say what is your problem that you want to work on and how can I help you with my team solve that? And then through the final module, the Dare It module, you say, okay, I've seen how this is done in established companies. How do you take an idea from idea to market? So thinking about the self-assessment that you've done on yourself, thinking about how you've helped other companies solve problems, how do you then as someone who's growing and changing, take that attitude to a new business, to something that is going to be starting or formulated. And so it's that kind of mindset, the personal, the what you offer to an organization and what you offer then as an idea that we're really looking to strengthen and continue to help students make those connections while they're in business school. This is a very safe place to do a lot of this work. And
oh,
you
yeah.
have The time and the support to do it in a place like New York, there's really like very little downside to actually like investing that time in yourself and your future. And Change Studio, I think, is a really like great structured way to do that with the support.
And again, the different modules were Dare It, Dream It, Drive It, right? In that order?
Dare It, Dream It. Yep, exactly.
Very nice. Okay. Cool. All right. And it's this is a framework that's layered onto the curriculum, or is it integrated, or is it all extracurricular, or is it?
Right now it's mostly co-curricular. There are some components of it that are for credit, like our Stern Solutions programming. You can participate in on the cross-cultural side. You can participate in a Doing Business In, which is a small study abroad programs that we have. So some of it is for credit, but some of it is also co-curricular that happens outside of the traditional for credit coursework.
Okay, great. Now, it's fascinating. Okay. Now, NYU Stern recently started allowing its applicants, this is an entirely different direction now, to submit the GMAC's executive assessment. In addition, as another option added to the GRE and the GMAT. Why? And how is the EA different from the GRE or the GMAT? I mean, it was originally developed for executive MBAs.
Yes. So as a school on the move, we've really always been an early adopter. And we were one of the first schools to take the GRE way back when, before school started taking the GRE. And we wanted to provide more options to our applicants. We know that the test is something that a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I have to take this test. And it's an essential part of the application, but one part of the application. We wanted to make sure that they had options. And so when we were talking to GMAC, which is a trusted industry partner that already administers the GMAT exam, we felt that this exam could be a really, really good one to take for our full-time programs. We feel confident that it would give us what we need to assess for academic readiness. I think what we really like about this test is that it's designed for professionals, for people that are working. It's shorter in duration, and it takes less time to prepare for. So there's a lot of benefit, I think, for students that are like, I don't know if I have time to invest in taking the GMAT or the GRE. It's a good option for them to take. We have no preference over which test you decide to take. We will be accepting students taking any of the tests. We just want the right options to be there. And it very much fits in with who we are as it relates to change and adopting and experimenting and trying new things and providing really like being a school that's accessible to the people that really want to go here. We wanted to be able to provide another option, and we're excited to have started taking the EA this year.
Okay. So that's for people coming in. I haven't gotten in a very good order here. We started with people coming in. We discussed the curriculum changes. Now I'm going to talk about people graduating. NYU Stern released a really stellar employment report. Can you go over the numbers for the full-time program that graduated in June?
Yes. So our Office of Career Development are a set of just really, really incredible human beings. I have to say, I'm not saying this because I'm biased because I work at Stern, but we work very, very closely with our career development team on a variety of different things. And so it is a testament to all that they do that we've had an incredible year with our recent graduates. So the numbers are awesome. I'm so happy to share them. Our median salary reached an all-time high, and it increased 12%, which is incredible, to $140,000. Our employment is our highest in a decade for the 3 months after graduation at 94.2%. And the industries that are recruiting our students are vast, but the top three are consulting, investment banking, and technology. And if you think about where business schools were 10 years ago, like technology wasn't even a thing. And now they're like recruiting so many of our students. And I think that's a testament to who we are as a school, the relationships that we have with the different companies, the programs that we offer, that we're able to bring in more and more companies that are interested in hiring Stern students from our many different MBA programs. So we've had a great year, and we're looking to keep the momentum going into the future.
Great. Now, how did the graduates of the two specialized MBA programs, the Andrew Koo Technology and Entrepreneurship MBA and the Fashion Luxury MBA, fare in the job market?
Yeah, so So as you know, we launched these two new Focus MBAs about, I guess it's now 3 years. Wow, time really does fly. About 3 years ago, and have just graduated our first group of students. These two programs are full-time programs, but they're one-year programs focused on students that have a passion for those two specific industries. So on the tech side, the industry outcomes have been, they've been like very, very diverse in terms of the industries that are there, that are hiring, and the functions that students are going into. So students have gone to work in technology, in financial services, in healthcare, and the roles have been pretty wide, from everything from like data analytics, tech solutions, to product management. And they've ended up at firms like Amazon, Amex, Uber, Microsoft. So really, really strong placement for these programs. On the fashion and luxury side, you may know that these industries generally hire like just in time. So as those positions become available, they hire for them. So it's a slightly different process and timeline. And the interesting thing about the fashion and luxury program is students from those programs go on to work in a variety of different industries, not just fashion, luxury, also like retail, beauty are really big. Are really big advocates of students from this program. And we've had students go on to work in beauty, retail, consulting, at a number of different organizations like Coach, L'Oreal, Tom Ford, Macy's. So it's pretty wide in terms of like where the outcomes are and what sorts of roles that they're being
Any going to travel? Do any go into travel?
That's a good question. I don't know, but you would think like luxury travel, yeah, and retail is
Four
really
Seasons
big.
Comes to mind.
Yeah. Hospitality. Yeah. A lot of these organizations, as you can imagine, aren't necessarily traditional MBA hiring. So you have to find the right roles for that level for the students. And so it's a lot of it is about networking. We have an amazing fashion and luxury advisory council that mentors our students that are like very, very high level executives in a variety of organizations, actually for both of these programs. And so a lot of it is that networking, is that like building those connections and then getting those jobs, you know, as they become available.
Okay. Now, NYU Stern also has a new specialization this year. Again, it's just new. But anyway, it has a new specialization in healthcare. How is that structured?
Yeah. So the healthcare specialization is one of over 20 specializations that we offer. The one thing that I will say about our specializations is you can specialize in up to three or not specialize at all. It's really up to the individual students. This specialization is cross-disciplinary. As you can imagine, you can do finance in healthcare, you can do retail in healthcare, you can do strategy in healthcare. So it really crosses many different departments in terms of the courses that are offered. And we're also doing it in partnership with NYU Wagner, which is our School of Public Administration. So some of the courses are cross-listed Wagner courses that you can take as well. To take any specialization, you have to take three courses in that area. So it's structured like the rest of our specializations. We've been offering a number of these courses for years, and we're happy to formalize it in the form of a specialization. We just started offering it this fall. So we'll see how many students are interested in it. We know that there are a ton of companies in the space that have been hiring our students for years. So now it's nice that they can develop sort of the industry vertical expertise in it as well.
Sure, sure. It's also such a growing area of the economy. But
huge.
One last question about change and all the new things, okay?
Yeah.
To you, what verb best describes change at Stern and why?
Oh.
Sounds like a question to me. It might be on the app next year. I don't know. But
oh, are you predicting the future, Linda?
I usually avoid that like the plague. I'm wrong too often when I do. But anyways, it's an idea for you. What verb best describes change at Stern to you and why?
Yeah. So this has been really, really fun since we launched the new brand sort of like refresh. Is one of the things that the school is doing is asking everyone to come up with a verb that describes them. And it's funny, you see it in people's signatures and you're like, yes, you're definitely someone who drives change, or definitely someone that can dream it. You're definitely someone that owns it and like lives it.
Embraces it, power, whatever.
And embraces it. And yeah, and everyone's personality kind of comes out in that verb. And I was thinking a lot about this when I knew that this was going to happen. And I think the verb that I chose that really I think is how I see myself in the world is change, inspire it. I really do believe inspiration comes from when you change perspectives. And for me, whenever I'm like thinking about a big idea or trying to solve a problem or figuring out a way to like get at something that's been difficult. I find that the inspiration I get to do that always comes from when I look at it in a different way, when I'm like on a walk or having a conversation or listening to a song or reading a book or a podcast. And I think the MBA is such an amazing place to get inspiration because you're in a cohort of, like in our full-time program, 350 students coming from many different perspectives, backgrounds, countries, locations, experiences, lives. And you bring them together and they inspire each other just by listening to and hearing from each other. And so much of what we try to do is like spark that inspiration by giving them a chance to change their perspective, change their life by getting an MBA at CERN in the most amazing city in the world. So for me, Inspire, it was felt very naturally sort of like how I think of change and what helps me think of change as well. So my verb is change, inspire it.
Okay. Now let's turn now to the admissions area, which is of course the area that I'm specifically responsible for. CERN innovated a few years ago, changed its application up in the admissions arena with its focus on EQ, emotional intelligence, and its Pick 6 essay. What's your best advice for those two distinctive elements in CERN's MBA application?
Yeah, so we launched the EQ endorsements, but it's been a couple of years now, and the Pick 6 essay. And these really were, the EQ endorsement and the Pick 6 go well together in a few ways. And the one that, I think the one way to best describe it is the idea of our core value of IQ plus EQ. So you've heard this a lot. I know people talk a lot about it. But at CERN, it's not just about like this like equation that we've created. It's very much about finding the right mix of those two things to bring students here that then we can help develop their emotional intelligence through some of the Change Studio programming that we have. So for the EQ endorsement, it really is like finding someone that can talk about your emotional intelligence, your interpersonal skills, your self-awareness. We know that we all make mistakes. We've all failed. We've all succeeded. We all do things really, really well. But how are you in terms of like having those difficult conversations? How do you do onboarding someone with a very different background from you? How are you in teams? Like those EQ, those really, really strong interpersonal skills are something that we wanted the endorsement to talk about, the recommenders to talk about. And the Pick 6 essay, I think what's interesting about the Pick 6 essay is we're living in a world now where so much of what we do is visual. If you think about how we consume information, it's all about the images. It's all about finding the perfect image to tell the perfect story. We know, you know, a picture tells 1,000 words, that idea. And so it felt like the right thing to do instead of like making people write another essay, like tell us your story through 6 images and give us captions for why you chose these. And the prompt is describe yourself to your future classmates. So it's like, Linda, how would you describe yourself to your future classmates? What 6 images would you choose to tell that story? And what we've found is in the application, people tell us who they were in school through their undergraduate work. They tell us who they are at work through their resume, their EQ endorsements. Who are they outside of that? Like, what drives you? What are you passionate about? Like, what's going to make you unique to the community? How are you going to contribute to and benefit from being at CERN? And that's really what the Pick 6 allows us to do. So we see some really, really fun pictures, everything from adventures people have taken to really personal stories about their family, struggles that they might have encountered to, you know, different successes that they've celebrated. And it's really like just a really fun way to see their story come to life through those images. And again, another way that we have really been on the offense in terms of the future and where the future is headed. It's headed in a very visual format. It's already there. It's not headed there. We all know that. People read the headlines before they read the stories and have opinions about whatever it is that they're looking at. Instagram is huge in terms of people having their social network on there. So the Pick 6 felt like the right next step for us, and we've loved having it.
Right. It's of course, we're taking tons and tons of pictures because we all have a camera in our pockets or our purses or whatever.
Yes.
My mom just celebrated one of those big round birthdays, and we had a little party for her. And my sister and I were talking about, you know, what to kind of how to organize it. And we decided we'd make a nice picture album for her going back to, so we have one baby picture. So we went back to that and her childhood and, you know, her marriage, children, grandchildren, and now great grandchildren. So it was very nice. And then, you know, in talking, that told her story.
Yeah. That's incredible. So that was really, really incredible.
The other thing that we did was a little different, but it kind of fits in with the idea of innovation here is we were saying, well, we want people to have a guest sign-in book. And we said, well, why don't we leave space in this picture album so people can just sign into it and kind of leave notes. So it's kind of like a combination of a yearbook, a guest sign-in. And people really did. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of goes with my idea of innovation.
Yeah. But I think that there's so much truth to that. I have two young kids and we take thousands of pictures of them, but don't have a single album because they're all digital. And so now it's like, which story do we want to tell about their life that they can have, you know, to the point that you were making. But yeah, it's a beautiful way to like celebrate who you are. And so we're just excited that we get to incorporate that in our process.
Right. It is with all the pictures being digital, it is a problem that, you know, you have to go to a machine to look at them, but you can create these picture books.
You can.
I've done it a couple of times for different events.
Yeah.
But pictures do tell a story and they can be very, very revealing. Well, let's go back to admission.
I'll go back, of course, please.
Mom's party. What do you look for now or emphasize more now when evaluating applications than you did, let's say, 5 or 10 years ago?
Yeah. So we've refreshed our values. I guess that's the best way to articulate it. We've always looked for applicants that have a passion for Stern, that want to be at NYU, that understand who we are and what we're about. But as the times have evolved, so have we in terms of what we're looking for. IQ plus EQ is something that we've always looked for. It's always been important to us to have students that are not just smart, but also have strong interpersonal skills. So we've really, you know, we've been uncommonly connected, being part of the New York City landscape, being part of the Global Network University through NYU, really understanding like our urban advantage and making sure that we're able to bring that to the student experience. But, you know, some of the other values that more recently, they are just like who we've become and what we, through the admissions process, continue to look for is radically responsible, understanding what good business can do for society, not just for the bottom line. And it's directly built into sort of our culture and our curriculum. And lastly, the one that we've talked about the most, which is we're a school of excellence that's unbound by tradition. We will always have an exceptionally rigorous program for our students. We'll always have like the best faculty to teach them, but we're not going to limit ourselves just because there's a certain way we're expected to be. We will continue to experiment, continue to think about what we can do for both business society by educating our students, what we can do for our alumni and our broader family. And so as we've refreshed our values, it's been reflected in the students that we bring in. We want students that are going to not just embody those values while they're at school, but once they leave Stern and become alumni. So our admissions process has evolved in some ways, but really like what we're looking for are people who we know are going to be successful in many different ways, but also are going to come back and be great cheerleaders of the Stern brand and the Stern program.
So there was a lot you said in the last few minutes.
Yeah.
and specifically, I mean, in the whole podcast, but specifically in the answer to the last question, you know, as the Stern brand has evolved, those qualities are becoming incorporated into the application process. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to be more interested in applicants who dare, dream, drive, embrace, inspire, change.
You're Absolutely.
Correct? And one phrase you use, and I'd like to dive into that a little bit. What do you mean by being radically responsible?
Yeah. So I think what being radically responsible is like not just taking responsibility, right? Like we all have taken responsibility for what we do, but it's really like owning it, you know, like saying like, I understand that I need to like work in an organization that has a bottom line, but also pushing on what does that mean for sustainability? Like, what does that mean for the environment? What does that mean for even as an industry? And I think like so much of business for so long has been about the bottom line and profits, but we've seen that changing too. We've seen like those business roundtables where they say like, it's not just about the shareholders anymore. The shareholders are so much more than just the people that have stock in our organizations. And so as a business school, we're thinking about that. We're thinking about the power of business to improve society. And we, through our professional responsibility courses, through the programming that we have, really want to instill that value in our students. When they go out into the workforce, we understand it is our responsibility to train future business leaders, but for them to understand what that responsibility entails. And so part of that is what we do programmatically, and part of that is who we bring in and the values that they have coming into the program as well.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What is the biggest challenge you think applicants face in presenting a compelling case for acceptance at NYU Stern's MBA programs?
I think they hear this a lot, but it may not always settle in. Being their most authentic self, to be completely honest, I think people feel like they have to fit into a persona, or there's like a specific type of person that schools are looking for, or that we're looking for at Stern. And what I think makes our program so rich is the different types of people that we have in the program, with varying interests, with varying desires, and with varying superpowers, if I might call it. And I think like that authenticity comes through when you're true to yourself and asking like, why do I want the MBA? How can a Stern MBA really help me? And they share that with their endorsers and say like, this is really why I want to get an MBA. I don't want to get an MBA because I know Stern's going to help me get a job, but I want to get an MBA because I know the Stern MBA in New York City can help me with X or Y. And so I think it's like being true to themselves, being authentic, not getting a recommendation or an endorsement from someone who they think is very senior, but getting one from someone that actually can be honest about who they are. We know that we all have areas that we need to work on. But what have we done towards those goals? What have we done? How have we changed and evolved? And then in the essays, like, be honest with what you want to do. What is your path to get there? And how can we be, how does Stern fit into that journey? So I think authenticity is really, really important. All of the school, we all have class profiles that we post up there that have like a lot of averages on them, and people get really, really stuck on those averages instead of looking at the ranges that 80% of our students get within those ranges. And so, you know, ask the questions of the schools, think of how you fit into any one school, do your research, talk to our students, talk to our alumni, come meet with us, and find a way to articulate your most authentic self. And that's really, those authentic moments really do come through in the applications. When you're reading thousands and thousands of essays each year, you know the ones that are like genuine, and you know the ones that are like, there's like a cut and paste situation happening because it was just like, it was like a format someone handed to them and they're like inserting themselves here. That just does not work at all.
Yeah, I think listeners would be surprised at how easy it is to tell when you're reading them. You can also, sometimes I think it's not even so much that they're intentionally trying to fit into some template or present themselves in a false way. I think sometimes they answer the question on a very superficial level, and they need to kind of peel the onion a little bit and go deeper. Why are you saying that? You know, almost like a four-year-old will say why, you know. That's what they have to do themselves when they're answering some of these questions.
I think what's really, as I mentioned before, I have two young children. And one of the things that's fascinating about young kids is watching them become little human beings and the different interests that they have. So like my daughter loves puzzles, and she loves problem solving, and she loves piecing things together. And so she asks questions and makes these connections. And as an admissions officer, it's unfortunately like an occupational hazard, because I'm like, oh, you'd be really good at consulting because you like problem solving. Whereas she really, really just wants to know like how the door is stuck to the wall or something like that. But I think that what's interesting as an admissions officer, having that lens, is you can see the foundation of that at so many points in the application, right? You can see like what you majored in college, what activities you were a part of. You can see in the pick six essay, like what's inspired you and made you excited about what you want to do. How have you gotten to the place that you've gotten? And I, And I give this example about my daughter in puzzles a lot, and people are like, that makes so much sense. Because when I was a kid, I really liked X and now I'm doing Y. And they're making these connections. And in admissions, that's what we're doing. We're making the connections to see, like, is this person ready for the classroom? Will they be successful in our program? Will they be able to, like, get the type of position that they want? How are they going to be as a leader when they graduate? So we're connecting those dots as we're reviewing the application. And the best applications are the ones where the applicants are self-aware enough to say, okay, yes, I know why this is the story. I've always been, like, tangentially interested in the future, and now I want to become a product manager at a small startup. The story makes sense, and they've done these things sort of like unknowingly or knowingly along the way to like really help them get there. And then the MBA is like what will help them sort of like solidify that foundation and help them make that change or that switch. So it's always, being an admissions officer is a really, really exciting way to get to know a lot of people's stories and journeys. Just feel lucky to be, really lucky to be a part of that. For the action.
By the way, our eldest son loved puzzles. Absolutely. Yeah. And was incredibly good at them. And he's now, you know, basically a problem solver in software development. It definitely carried through. And when your children grow up, you'll be able to look back and see threads that just carried through.
I know. It's funny because my mom would always told the story about me. She's like, I'm a middle child, first of all, but she would always say, when I was picking you up from school, you would always be sitting on the steps of the school with two kids, like trying to figure out like what was wrong and help solve that. and she says, it makes sense that you're an admissions officer because you're always trying to find the potential in people and help them along. And as they need that support, give it to them. So yeah, there's always something in us that's like, you know, if we're lucky, I would say, we get to continue that passion through life and find ways to like really go back to what makes us special and us unique. And to get to do that in a place like New York, where you're constantly inspired and constantly surrounded by just so many interesting people, it's something that is just like such a privilege.
It's wonderful. What would you have liked me to ask you?
You've asked so many great questions, Linda. So many great questions. I guess the one thing that I would say that I wish more people knew about, and hopefully through this podcast got a sense for, is that CERN really is a school on the move. You know, we are always thinking about what's next. We're always thinking about how better to prepare our students, what opportunities they're looking for. We're listening to them and soliciting ideas from our students. We're doing town halls. We're welcoming them at the highest levels into our offices to talk to us. And I think that just that community aspect and that collaboration that we have just allows us to do so many interesting things in a place that is so welcoming of doing interesting things and innovating. And so you combine that attitude with our location and the collaboration among the people that make CERN who it is. And you get just a really, really special place that's investing not just in ourselves as an institution, but every single student that comes through our doors. So I guess that's the last thing that I would want to say that I hope that you knew about us.
Okay. I'm going to add something. This is what I told you before we went on the air. And that is I told you this before, so this is more for the listeners, but there are many times that I get a notice, a press release, or I read online that a school rebranded. And after 25 years as an admissions consultant, sometimes I look at the rebranding and I'm kind of like, I don't see that. You know, what does this mean practically? What does it mean? And other times I'll hear about a branding and I'm like, this really does reflect the school. Or sometimes it's just, this sounds good, but I don't really, where is it coming from? When I got the notice, the press release that, NYU is going through this rebranding and focusing on change. And I thought that isn't so much a rebranding as really a reflection of what NYU Stern is about. That was my reaction to the press release that I got. So I think this podcast is further evidence of it, or the content of the podcast, not the podcast itself. And you've been really very generous with your time and helpful and insightful in your responses to my questions. So I want to thank you really, really very much for joining me. Where can listeners and potential applicants learn more about NYU Stern?
Yeah, absolutely. So they are welcome to go to our website as a first step at www.stern.nyu.edu. nyu.edu/program/admissions. They'll get a list of all the different programs that we have to offer. They're also welcome to email us, call us, engage with us on social media. They can find us on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook.
Instagram.
And yeah, we're on Instagram, exactly. And I highly encourage them to go on any of those platforms and watch our new brand call to action, which is all about change. And really, like, that's where we are putting our money where our mouth is, and we really want students to understand what we're about. And I think that animation does a really great job of articulating what our vision is for the school. Yeah, and please feel free to reach out. We are more than happy to have people come on campus and give them a tour and meet with our students. If you're ever in New York or if you live down the street, you are always welcome to come visit us at NYU Stern.
Great. Thank you again. We'll include links in the show notes at exhibit.com/340 to the site that Rabia just mentioned, as well as to related articles and show notes, including my interview with Dr. Kim Korfman, Vice Dean for Online Learning at NYU Stern, where we discuss Stern's new online master's in quantitative management. Check it all out. They're all linked to from exhibit.com/340. Listener, thank you too for joining Rabia Ahmed and me for our 340th episode. If you find the show worthwhile, please subscribe. Make sure you don't miss any future shows, be they with admissions directors, professors, current students, test prep pros, or alumni doing great things. A quick reminder, you can master the paradox at the heart of graduate admissions by downloading our free guide, Fitting In and Standing Out, The Paradox at the Heart of Admissions. Grab your copy at accepted.com/FISO. Thanks again for coming. This is Admissions Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I'm your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.